The rodeo may be the best-known competition at Cheyenne Frontier Days, but outside the arena, there is another group of skilled professionals vying for glory. Carnival Games operators leverage years of practice and skill to convince people just like you to pay cash for the opportunity to win a plush, stuffed prize. For many of them, it's not just a job, it's a way of life. Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan spent time with a few of these games operators and has this postcard.
My name is Andre Evans, and I'm a games operator. I work for Terry Charleston Concessions, and this game is one ball. Say, Dad, bring that hero over here and let him win mine one. Let me just show it to you. See, when you win over here, you don't get no little weenie prize. This is where the big dogs sit. Are you ready? You see a group of people, who's the alpha? Let's say if I see a mom and a dad and two teenagers. So dad, because of his male ego, he ordinarily, a lot of them don't want to look bad in front of the family. So he'll be more resistant to playing. So what I'll do is I'll ask dad to bring the kids over, let them be a hero and win mom one. Hey, watch it. Watch this dude right here. Here he goes. Oh, he got nervous. See, that's what a pretty girl would make you do. The arm would start going crazy. There's a code that goes with this way of living, the Carney Code. This is something that's come down through the centuries. And it offers an opportunity for people who don't fit in other walks of life. They're a little bit too outgoing. They're more extroverted. They're more adventurous. I have the freedom to be me.
All right, you guys ready? Down the bell, here comes your water, guys. Shoot him. Hey, shoot him off the tees, the top, guys. Don't miss a drop. He's going to win it. Don't look up, kiddo. That's why you're losing.
We read people. You know, like, we can pretty much pick up your personality, and then we'll play on that and use that to have an idea of how to come at you. Craig McPherson. McPherson, and I'm a game operator. I remember being in Cleveland, Ohio. We were busy, it was a Saturday, and this mom comes up, she's probably 2 or 3 years old, this little girl, and she's tugging on my shirt. She says, "Mister, what do I have to do to win that purple unicorn?" And I told her, I said, "Your mom, you gotta make one ball in, 3 for 5, make one." And then she said, "My daughter really needs that purple unicorn." I said, "Ma'am, I'm really busy. What's the deal here?" She said, "She's been diagnosed with a cancer and she's got about 6 months to live." And when she told me that, I stopped. I walked across my game. I pulled that purple unicorn down and gave it to that little girl, and she just started crying. And she looked up and she says, "I love you." And that's what kind of kept me in this business as long as I've been in it. You know what I mean?
You want to think about it?
After watching it,
change your mind, come back and talk to me. I'm here all day, so.
On a good year, I can make anywhere from $120,000 to $200,000 a year.
Hey, how about it, ladies? Oh, cut it out. Even you can do this one.
Scott Mangy. I've been in the amusement industry 49 years. I'm a past president of Showman's Association. Run carnivals in Miami, Chicago, Indiana, inspected rides in 11 different states. My father started the business in our hometown county fair with a pony ride. It's in 1966. Guy was in a family of 5 children. All of us helped our parents. And there was another family out there that had 8 children. Another family had 7 children. And we all hung out together. Now it's definitely more business orientated. It used to be a family thing, and now it's not so much. Once it's in your blood, I guess it's hard to get out. I've done things. I had a limousine company, supper clubs in the wintertime, but every time summer roll around or spring, you'd get that spring fever and take back off on the road. No matter what I had going on in the winter, I'd always, spring would come around, go back on the road.
Come on, pretty girl, you can do it right here, right now.
Oh. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, I'm gonna see you on TV somewhere doing something. I don't have to toe the corporate line. I don't have to look a certain way. You don't have the 9-to-5 lifestyle. You don't have the corporate masters. You don't have the supervisor standing over your head. This is the last frontier. It's freedom out here.